Seamus, you need to understand now that you've really upset a lot of people. They're not happy about what you've done.
I spoke to David about it. He said he couldn't quite read the document in front of him, but he'll be back in about half an hour, all right?
Please sit down, Comrade Colonel. I must warn you that this is only the beginning of your interrogation.
I'm sorry, dear. I can't see without my bloody glasses on these days.
Darling, really, the florist isn't open until about 9 o'clock. Could you go and organise that for me?
Gringo, you need large cojones for these, huh?
What we're going to do is measure your masculinity. So we're going to put this electrode here, and we're just going to pop this little one down here, okay?
Don't talk to me like that, young man, otherwise you'll get a very, very sore backside.
Really, you need to feel this bat across your ass.
You need to listen up. We don't do things like that around here.
It only cost about £35 back in those days.
Just standing here now makes you realise just the meaning of beauty is... they're so incredible.
Now, if you don't do that, you'll have the gearbox falling out in 5 seconds. Get the wrench and turn it round that way, you silly bugger.
Basically, the bottom just dropped out of the market, and we were left, you know, with the drought being so bloody difficult, and then with all the rain, it sort of got really quite tough.
Helga, what is going on with the strudel? It is burned in the oven again!
My dear boy, how lovely to see you. I can't believe how much you've grown.
Davey, don't put your hands in. That is filthy. Get them out right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next train for Paris will depart from platform number 5 in 4 minutes. Thank you.
Joey, it's very simple. Either you kill him, or we kill you.
Become a Liquor Lads member today. It's free, and you'll get seriously fast service.
God damn it, man! You can make that work, brother!